Madam Chair,
twice, basically.
Okay. All right. Nia?
Yeah, I just want to say that everybody that was just named, part-time development director, everybody else, the part-time development director has, the last client from the finance committee, she has three jobs, and the other two are union jobs. So, if she's picked, she is a union person. The only other member of management that's left, like I think Nicole clearly stated, was the program director, Bernard White. So everybody's clear about who's in the union and who's not in the union.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I would just say that it has to be someone who's actually there every day.
Okay, anybody else on the stack? Okay.
This is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I know there's been a lot of controversy about the union person. I have no particular objection to the development person doing it or the general manager having at his discretion to choose one. It's just that the shop steward had the experience of doing it and did it very well, and that was why it was suggested.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack? Okay. So I think...
it's Margaret on the stack. I'm sorry.
All right, Margaret, this is going to be your last shot at it. Go ahead.
Well, perhaps then as a compromise, we could, because we were discussing my amendment, perhaps we could say further that Anthony Riddle, the CFO, and the development director, I don't know who that person would be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI.
You're going to amend your amendment? I don't think that's in order.
Well, there seem to be a lot of questions about... the problem with my amendment is that, from what legal counsel is saying, remember I asked legal counsel a question, that we're better off having a name, and my amendment did not have a name.
Okay. So we've had a discussion for 10 minutes, way beyond the time allotted to this on the agenda, about how to address the situation in New York. A shop steward was originally mentioned, and there are legal problems with having it be a shop steward. So all the other employees, most of whom except for the GM and the PD, are in the union, but obviously there's only one shop steward. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I didn't understand your point about a legal problem with a shop steward. I don't agree with that. I don't see any problem.
Okay, but the general counsel has said that there was a problem with it.
No, he said that potentially there might be if there was a conflict. But there's a potential conflict with every union member.
So
we could always recall them if they didn't do a good job.
And they've been doing a good job.
Okay, so there's no name here now that we are voting on. It says, Anthony Riddle, general manager, Lonnie Hicks, CFO, one person appointed by the GM, be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI. That's what we're voting on now. Any further debate?
Madam Chair, this is Jamie with a point of information.
Go ahead, Jamie.
So my understanding is this, unless we have a name, that this motion is meaningless. Is that correct?
Foundation Council said was that some banks require a specific name,
right,
and some do not. So obviously, if we put a name in there, Nia, is the bank for WBAI Citibank, and do you know if they require a name?
Nicole. Did you ask me or you asked Nicole?
I asked Nia if you could answer, and if not, then I'll ask Nicole.
The bank is Bank of New York,
uh-huh,
and Chase for some of them. And that's what I said earlier. I can't speak for them, but I think most banks, if you want to have two signatures, you can have two signatures.
But do they require the actual name?
Yes, you do. Yes, you can't just have a position. Absolutely. You got to have the name, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, what's the name of the shop steward?
Nicole.
Yes, thanks, Nia. Right, there are three accounts for WBAI, and they're all at Chase Bank, from what I understand. And I believe, isn't it downstairs, you guys? Isn't there one bank that's right downstairs from the station? Isn't that the bank
I'll use? That's a block away.
Okay. Yeah, it's Chase, and there's three accounts.
Yeah. Okay. They're very close in the neighborhood.
Okay, all right.
Sherry, it's Bonnie. Are we? If we're still in discussion, I'd like to get on stack.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I am really troubled by the idea of having a shop steward be one of the signatories on the account, because I do think that we're headed into negotiations on a union contract, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Could we... It would seem to me that what we're worried about is that we all seem to agree that we need a name, but could we assume that, I guess the worst that would happen if we were to assume that Anthony, the GM, can choose someone fairly quickly, that the most that might have to happen here is if they balked because we didn't have the name in the actual motion, we would have to come back together and pass a motion with the actual name. But it makes sense to me to have the GM come up with someone as quickly as possible.
I have a point of information.
What's the point of information?
Could we pass the motion with the proviso that the name could be added once chosen?
Whoever is muting, all you have to do is #1. I think what you can do is just pass the motion and then put on the next agenda a motion to add the name specific.
Okay.
Okay.
Lord, let's move that we do that.
Any further discussion of this part of the motion before the board?
Madam Chair? Okay. It's Nia.
Yeah, yeah.
Could it say that the general manager appoint an employee? Make sure it's narrowed to an employee? Because when we say to appoint somebody, we don't want, you know, not that he would, but I think we need to make it clear, an employee.
You can vote up or down on this right now. I don't think we can amend it again. That would be like the third attempt at an amendment on this. So any further discussion on this? Okay.
Point of order?
Yes.
Jack?
Go ahead, Jack. Jack?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was making sure that I was unmuted. I think that it's within the chair's discretion to change the wording slightly, as Nia suggests, from person
okay.
to employee. I think
all right. I'll change it to employee. Here's the memo, the motion that you're voting on, that Anthony Riddle, general manager, Lonnie Hicks, CFO, and an employee appointed by the general manager be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI. Okay. So, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please? Mary?
Sorry, I say muted. Sorry about that. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
No.
AC Bird? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Let's see. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
The guy free on the call? Cody? Mike Martin?
Yes.
Let's see, Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Abstain.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma, are you on the call? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez? Joe Gonzalez. Yoshi Yamanaka?
Yes.
I think I heard you say Yosh. You said yes? Okay.
Yosh, yes.
Okay, thank you. A.C. Byrd, are you voting? That's downtown. Is anybody else who wanted to vote who did not
hear? So it passes. Okay.
I didn't see anyone who passed.
Okay.
I just couldn't hear people who...
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay. So it would still pass.
Aren't there two no's?
I'm sorry?
I had two
no. Who was the second no?
Oh, I did not have two no's. Who was the second no?
Kathy,
I have
Kathy
who?
Davis.
Perhaps I confused it. I
Kathy
have Carolyn
yes.
Burton and Kathy Davis.
Kathy
voted
Kathy
yes.
voted yes. I heard
oh,
Carolyn
okay.
Burton. Did anybody
okay.
else voted no beside Carolyn
Burton? Nobody else.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's one no.
Yeah, I think and Rob voted no.
Rob abstained.
Abstained.
He abstained. Yes, he
oh,
abstained.
Abstained.
Okay.
That's how
okay.
I...
Now...
Okay.
Okay, great. Now, I think we are going to move into executive session at this
point
time.
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
You've just approved the substitute motion.
Oh!
You haven't approved whether or not you want to substitute it yet.
Okay, sorry.
My sense is there is a consensus to do that, but you need to see whether...
Okay.
You just approved the amendments for the substitute motion.
Right.
Now have to decide whether you want to actually do it.
Okay. So now, sorry. Thank you, George. So now, is there, I guess it'll be easier to say. Okay. Now we have to go back to the entire motion and take a roll call on the entire motion. This is the substitute motion. Correct, George?
Well, what you're deciding now is whether to substitute the substitute motion
okay.
for the original motion, which was to give Nicole signing authority.
Okay.
I would say just see if there's any objection to that. If there is none, we don't have to take a vote.
Is there any objection to substituting this motion for the original motion? Okay.
Madam
hearing
Chair,
none.
Madam Chair, this is me. Oh.
Yes.
I want to hear the whole thing read. No, I just want to hear the whole thing read. I'd like to be absolutely certain.
PMB hereby requires that all checks disbursed by any of the five radio network, by any of the five Pacifica radio stations, the Pacifica Radio Archives, or the Pacifica National Office be signed by two individuals. Further, the PMB authorizes the Executive Director, Margaret Thawaya, the CFO, Lonnie Hicks, and the HR Director, Dominga Estrada, to sign checks on behalf of the Pacifica National Office. Further, that Anthony Riddle, General Manager, Lonnie Hicks, the CFO, and an employee appointed by the GM, the General Manager, be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI. Is there any objection to passing the substitute motion in its entirety and substituting it for the main original motion? Hearing none? Great. Thanks, George. Again. Okay. Now on the agenda, we are to move to executive session. Does everyone still have the call-in numbers for that? Okay, great. See you guys. We're going to return the public session. John, thank you. Mary will call you in about an hour to let you know if we are going to return to the public session. Okay?